An Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. Book 2, containing counsels concerning the soul's approach to God in prayer and the sacraments. Chapter 1, On the Necessity of Prayer. Prayer brings our mind into the brightness of divine light and exposes our will to the warmth of divine love. Nothing else can so purge our mind from its ignorance and our will from its depraved affections. It is a blessed fountain, which as it flows, revives our good desires and causes them to bring forth fruit, washes away the stains of infirmity from our soul, and calms the passions of our hearts. Above all, I would recommend mental prayer, the prayer of the heart. And that mental prayer, drawn from the contemplation of our Savior's life and passion. If you habitually meditate upon Him, your whole soul will be filled with Him. You will learn His expression and learn to frame your actions after His example. He is the light of the world. It is therefore in Him, by Him, and for Him, that we must be enlightened and illuminated. Such meditation is the desired tree under the shadow of which we must repose. It is Jacob's well, wherein we may wash away all our stains. How do children, as they listen to their mother, and lisping, imitate her, gradually learn to speak her language? And so, if we remain close to the Savior, meditating upon Him and giving heed to His words, His actions, and His affections, we shall gradually, by the help of His grace, learn to speak, act, and will like Him. There we must stop, for believe me, Philothea, we can approach God the Father by no other door. Just as we could see no reflection in a mirror, were it not covered at the back with lead or tin, so should we be unable in this world to contemplate the divinity, were it not united to our blessed Lord's sacred humanity. His life and death being the most profitable, suitable, sweet, and blessed subject which we can choose for our constant meditation. He did not call Himself the bread which comes down from heaven without meaning. Just as men eat bread with whatever other food they may have, so in all our prayers and actions we should seek, dwell upon, and meditate on our Savior. His life and death have been divided and arranged for meditation by several authors. Those whom I recommend to you are St. Bonaventure, Bellentani, Bruno, Capilla, Granada, and Dupont. Devote 1 hour daily to mental prayer. If you can, let it be early in the morning, because then your mind is less encumbered and more vigorous after the night's rest. Do not spend longer than an hour in this exercise, unless you are expressly desired to do so by your spiritual father. If you can perform your 1 hour in church, so much the better. And surely no one, father or mother, husband or wife, or anyone else, could object to your spending an hour in church. And perhaps you could not easily ensure an uninterrupted hour at home. Begin all prayer, whether mental or vocal, by placing yourself in the presence of God. Adhere strictly to this rule, the value of which you will soon realize. I recommend you to say the Lord's Prayer, the Hail Mary, and the Creed in Latin. But you must at the same time thoroughly understand the words in your own language, so that, while you join in the universal language of the Church, you may appreciate the blessed meaning of those holy prayers which you must say. Fixing your thoughts steadily and arousing your affections, not hurrying in order to say many prayers, but seeking that what you do say may come from your heart. For one Lord's Prayer said with devotion is worth more than many recited hastily. The Rosary is a most useful kind of prayer if you know how to say it correctly. To which end, use one of the little books which explain it. The litanies of Our Lord, of the Blessed Virgin, and of the saints, and all the other prayers which you find in the authorized manuals and primers, are useful. Only if you have the gift of mental prayer, mind and make that the chief thing, so that if from press of business or other causes you are hindered from vocal prayer, do not distress yourself, but rest satisfied with saying before or after your meditation the Lord's Prayer, the Angelic Salutation, and the Apostles' Creed. If during vocal prayer your heart is drawn to mental prayer, do not restrain it, but let your devotion take that channel without minding the vocal prayers which you had intended to have said. That which takes their place is more acceptable to God and more useful to your own soul. Of course, this does not include the church's office, if you are bound to recite it. If your morning passes away without this holy exercise of mental prayer, either from excessive occupation or any other cause, though such interruptions should be avoided as far as possible, try to make up for the omission later in the day, but not directly after a meal, as you then may perform it heavily and sleepily, and your health likewise be injured. If through the whole day you cannot perform it, you must try to make amends by multiplying ejaculatory prayer, short prayers, and by reading some devotional book or by some penitential acts in order to avert the consequences of your omission. To which, add a firm resolution to do better the next day. End of Chapter 1 of Book 2.